Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is the founder and CEO of Sagistics Corporation. This is an internationally known firm focusing on sales productivity improvement. Over 20 years, Mark Miller has helped organizations to understand, connect, and add value to their customers' strategies as a way to drive more profitable sales growth. Mark's methodologies, models, and ideas are utilized by many successful organizations. You've heard of many of these. Nokia, GE, Marriott, Genentech, O.C. Tanner, Oracle, Dun & Bradstreet, Delta Systems, Sun Micro, and many more. He's also the author of A Seat at the Table, How Top Salespeople Connect and Drive Decisions at the Executive Level. Joining us on the line from his offices in Boston Heights, Ohio, is investor, speaker, author, and consultant, and also the creator of Sagistics, Mark Miller. Mark, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David.
So congratulations on the new book, A Seat at the Table. In it, you show how top salespeople connect and drive decisions at the executive level. Why is this so important?
Well, I think probably the biggest one is the disruptive economy. Budgets are way down. Organizations have less to spend, today than they did a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And dealing with people at mid-levels, for salespeople and trying to get them to spend more and do more business with you is a near impossible task. So if you're selling total solutions, if you're selling new innovations, if you're trying to get budgets created, and if you're trying to stimulate demand for what you're selling, you're really going to need to call with people in organizations who can make risk-reward decisions, those people who can really decide where to place the bets on the future of the enterprise. And, those are higher-level executives, and, of course, those people really don't want to talk about products. They're not interested in product, service, or offerings. They are very interested in their strategies and how you might connect to them.
Mark, what do salespeople just totally get wrong when it comes to selling to high-level executives?
Well, I think the first thing is they usually think that they add a lot of value to executives. I think when you talk to all salespeople, generally speaking, the vast majority rate themselves very high in terms of being consultants and being in adding strategic value to their enterprise. As a matter of fact, when you go out and you survey salespeople, they rate themselves upwards of a 9.5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Interesting.
10 being, really delivering very high strategic value to clients. When you go to customers, and I'm talking about thousands of data points and you do surveys, customers rate salespeople 4.2 on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of their ability to add strategic value. So on one hand, we've got salespeople who feel they add a lot of strategic value and are really moving the needle and driving their customers' businesses. But customers, when you ask them, are really saying, basically you're tactical, you're adding a lot of product value, you're a good problem solver around your products and services, but you're not making a real impact on where we're trying to head as an organization. So I think confronting that gap, in a way, that flawed self-assessment is probably the most important thing. And, the second thing is probably the best way to sell total solutions and new innovations is not to talk about those things at all. It's really talk about customer strategy, try to connect to it and figure out if you can add value to it. And these are fairly new and different conversations for most salespeople.
Your 4.2 metric may suggest the answer to this question, but you've suggested that senior executives just don't see salespeople as consultative partners. What's going on there? What's at play? Why don't they see sales folks that way?
Well, I think trying to give you this statement with a little empathy and a little sympathy and understanding is that, first of all, I think executives feel that they're smarter than salespeople. I think executives really don't take strategic advice from salespeople. In the past, when salespeople visit them, they typically have a lot of pitches. They get a lot of tactical product presentations, and they have people underneath them who basically procure products and services. So I think the first thing is, in the past, executives have been burnt by those encounters, and I think likewise, salespeople have been burnt there. Mark Twain has an aphorism that says, a cat that jumps on a hot stove will never jump on a hot stove again, even if that stove is now cold. So I think salespeople have visited the executive office. They didn't get any traction. They got invited downstairs to mid-level people who buy products. And that was a little stinging, I think, in some sense, they don't get traction there. Mm-hmm. But I think the stove is now cold. It's not hot anymore. And what this means is, and this is very important, customers are begging for help. Executives are begging for help. They want to partner with organizations, with their vendors who can really help them differentiate and create new forms of value. They want to work with vendor organizations who can come up with some major radical productivity gains. They are looking for help. You know, obviously they're having a lot of difficulty sustaining profitable growth.
Sure.
They don't, you know, it's not about sustainability from a green perspective today. It's about sustainability from a life and death situation. Organizations have an incredibly high turnover right now. CEO turnover is at an all-time rate. I can guarantee every salesperson out there that if they appeal to this type of value, strategic value and not product value, they're going to get traction.
We're visiting with Mark Miller. He's the author of A Seat at the Table, How Top Salespeople Connect and Drive Decisions at the Executive Level. And that website for Sogistics is exactly that, www.sogistics.com, Sogistics.com. Let's talk about the power of questions, Mark. You've suggested that there are questions that a salesperson should focus on as they approach an executive. Talk a little bit about that process.
Well, I think that you have salespeople out there who have embraced the methodology. You have to have a methodology to manage yourself to, so you're not doing the ad hoc du jour process of selling. Some people do not have a methodology. You know, we do have a methodology. We've created a methodology, and we have a questioning acronym called FOCUS, F-O-C-A-S, that basically is how to engage an executive in a conversation, you know, that really engages it to and helps you become strategically valuable to that particular client.
Yeah.
So FOCUS is a platinum competence. It's an interesting, very engaging, intellectually curious kind of a journey for the executive and for the salesperson, and I think we write about that in Chapter 6 or Chapter 7. So, you know, what I try to do in the book is just not talk about concepts, you know, but talk about specific competencies around the how-to, you know, specifically what do you need to do to really get intellectual traction with executives. So I don't need to go into details of FOCUS, but we have you know, a lot of mechanisms and tools and models in there around how to connect a strategy and questioning specifics unto themselves.
Do you have an example of one question I had to ask?
I think the question is, what's your differentiation strategy? You know, today everything's getting commoditized at a faster pace, and I think, you know, where are your best opportunities for growth? You know, how do you need to change over the next year or two to really become more valuable to your customers? What kind of new value are you trying to create? Now, it's multiple questions, but it's all kind of the same question. And for all the salespeople out there listening, those are not pain questions. They're not about problems.
Okay.
Executives do not think in terms of day-to-day problems. You know, they really weight their time more in terms of future opportunities. They're trying to figure out where to place their bets, how to spend their resources in a way that can really go out and capture the most exciting opportunities, and where do they need to innovate. So the discussions with executives need to be more around differentiation and opportunities and objectives. You know, the discussions with mid-level people who buy products is more about pain, because, you know, nobody likes to be criticized by their boss. Nobody likes to get fired from their job because there's problems they're experiencing around quality, service, and price. So the discussion with a mid-level person, very different from the discussion with an executive if you're trying to get traction.
Mark, you've developed something called the Sogistics Smart Pen. What exactly does that do, and how is it helpful to the sales process?
Well, the Smart Pen is radically disruptive for the sales profession, who has really struggled, I think, to take their game to a higher level. And it's disruptive because, number one, it's very inexpensive. Number two, it adds a lot of value to customers. It's very, very powerful in terms of creating more effective sales conversations with executives or whoever you're calling in. So what this mechanism does, and the mechanism that we have developed in and around the SmartPlan platform, is basically it captures conversations, both the digital part, but it also, as you write, it captures the audio portion of the conversation. So let's say you take, you know, 5 pages of notes as you're listening to an executive talk about their future opportunities and their differentiation strategy. What you can do is you can go back with this pen and just tap on the specific area where you wrote. You go back to page one, tap on your notes right in that area, and the conversation will literally replay in that area. So what this means is you can re-listen to your conversations, you can become your own coach, you can understand what you missed, which is very important, because when you're in complex conversations, you miss a lot. You can share conversations with other people that you bring to the table.
Yeah.
So they can get ramped up quicker, and the people who love it most, salespeople love it, by the way, but the people who love it most are customers, because they want you to hear them. You know, this is their voice. This is the voice of the customer. There's nothing more important than taking that conversation, sharing it, embedding it deep and wide within the organization, within your firewalls, you know, as a way to collaborate on new forms of value with these guys. So this is a perfect capture of conversations. It can be re-listened to, you know, years later, literally. And although it's got a lot of exciting technology built around it in terms of what we've done, this is a real game changer. It is the first technology that's come along that is really going to change the game from the selling profession standpoint.
I love the idea of just the reflective analysis of the process.
No, it is. It's powerful. I mean, I met with a CEO a month ago, and I had to go back and meet with him a couple days ago, it was wonderful for me to be able to re-listen to that conversation, at least parts of it, you know, right before I went into that call.
Yeah.
And be able to reflect and really think about some nice solutions and some different options, and the conversation was just perfectly fresh for me walking into that call a month later, because I just re-listened to it, and you know, we started off very quickly. It was a great second conversation that we had, and we got things done very quickly. We moved everything forward, and you know, that was a much more effective sales call than I could have had if I didn't have that smart pen. I think that's the key part.
Absolutely. The book is A Seat at the Table. We're visiting with Mark Miller, its author, How Top Salespeople Connect and Drive Decisions at the Executive Level. Mark, what is the value pipeline, and how does one develop one of those?
Well, a value pipeline, you know, essentially I think you got to look at salespeople as conduits, and they're connecting a pipe between their organization and the customer organization. And
sure.
That pipe can either be a little pipe where little value is flowing back and forth, or it can be a very, very big, broad pipe where there's a lot of value flowing back and forth. I mean, I think the real role of salespeople is to build very robust, very large pipelines where a lot of value can flow back and forth. You're connecting very smart people in your company with very smart people in the customer organization, and you're trying to drive major productivity gains. You're collaborating on new forms of value. And, you know, that's really more of a know-how knowledge kind of a game than just a product services game. So the way you end up selling a lot of products and services is to build a big value pipeline where there's a lot of intellectual know-how flowing back and forth between each organization, each trying to help each other, you know, create a better future. And that really is the new role of salespeople, to do a lot better job there of building that pipeline back and forth.
And finally, I wanted to touch on this idea of envisioning an end game, the end game vision, as you call it, to a prospective client. How does that work, and how does a salesperson achieve that?
Well, I think strategically, if you're trying to create demand, you're trying to stimulate demand, and you're trying to make you're trying to make a real difference in the lives of the people you call on, and you're trying to make a strategic impact. And I think the first thing you need to do is to understand their strategy, and take some time and just learn that. Don't talk about products and services; just learn their strategy. Strategy is a very fuzzy thing, and you know, we put models in the book to really get very clear on how organizations strategically place their bets to sustain growth. So you got to remove the fuzziness to understand strategy. Second, I think the way you connect to their strategy is by offering a powerful vision quite often in terms of what could be. So if you understand where they're heading in the future, you know, I mean, the question is, can you help them get there maybe a little bit more quicker?
Yeah.
Can you change their strategy? Can you add value to their strategy? Can you alter their strategy? That's what executives are looking for you to do. And that really does start with a vision, but only after you've understood their strategy. So, you know, what could be and where to spend resources, these are very important things. And even leaders are looking to collaborate with other leaders. And, you know, I think salespeople sometimes need to step up. They need to get out of this problem-solving mindset. And just looking for pain, which is very myopic and only moderate value adding.
Yeah.
And getting into, you know, becoming more growth drivers of their organization, becoming more visionaries of how to help organizations accomplish that.
Mark, some powerful content. Mark Miller has been our guest on this segment. He's the author of A Seat at the Table, How Top Salespeople Connect and Drive Decisions at the Executive Level. That website, www.sogistics.com, and that's spelled S-O-G-I-S-T-I-C-S. SOGISTICS.com. Mark, thanks so much for joining us on the program. Hope to do it again.
Dave, I appreciate your help, and thanks for the wonderful questions.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.